The mind has a nature to constantly weigh the different things of this world and find out what is worthy of giving myself to. Like there is a constant tug of war going on in the minds of all the conditioned living entities. Whether is it worth giving my life to some material pursuit, or is it worth giving my life to a spiritual pursuit? And the mind is often consumed in anxieties and lamentations and worries of this world, constantly weighing. That is why, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sarva Bhattacharya regarding the danger of associating with a king like Pratapudra, it is very dangerous for a spiritualist to see someone delighting in material enjoyment. That's what happened to Ajamila. Ajamila saw Yashodhara and Shudrani delighting in material enjoyment. And immediately he was distracted from his purpose, although he was born in a very good family. At the same time, if the living entity gets an opportunity to see someone delighting in spiritual enjoyment or feeling great longing to meet the Lord or approach the Lord, then again that is very elevating to the mind. Because one acquires a certain situation based on the guna sangha. Karanam guna sangosya sat asat yoni janmasu. We attain the sad yoni or the asad yoni depending on what we associate with. So this world is always in a flux, changing. Millions and millions of years have passed in this world. The glaring beauty of material enjoyment has been presented since the time immemorial. So many aspiring transcendentalists have become victim to the glaring illusory energy. They come on the scene, they shine for some time, and they are knocked off and gone. So the Puranas record all these things for our benefit, so that we don't fall into the same trap. By hearing about those who came and who became victimized by the illusory energy and lost track of their ultimate goal, by hearing about them, even in scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, recording about the cases of fall down and the cases of people distracted from the ultimate goal of life. So when one is practicing Krishna consciousness, one's mind has to be focused on those who are delighting in spiritual enjoyment and those who are hankering to approach the spiritual world. And that is the right focus. And one should ignore the glaring illusory beauty, knowing well that this is only a superficial veneer which will fade away over a period of time. Because if one is unable to ignore the tricks of the illusory energy and focus his attention on spiritual development, which is called as actually centripetal force, one has to gradually go from centrifugal to centripetal, antarmukh, going from bahirmukh to antarmukh. If one is not able to do that, then one cannot continue on the path of renunciation. One cannot progress the path of renunciation. That is why, especially in our line, such powerful presentation of spirituality can be observed. Like the gopis of Vrindavan, when Krishna was leaving Vrindavan, how they were all night singing the glories of Krishna and the hankering and fearing that Krishna and Balaram will be taken away by Akrura. So when we read such presentations, or when we read, when we hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his golden form, with arms raised, eyes brimming with tears, with hair standing on end, constantly weeping for Krishna, this can completely evaporate our material tendencies, whatever we have. So not only the material energy, especially in this age of Kali Yuga, is glaring in its presentation, But even when one takes to the order of renunciation, one will come to see even in the circle of devotees, there will be devotees who are coming in, there will be devotees who are going out. There will be some who give up the maya and come into circle of devotees. And they will be delighting in spiritual enjoyment. There will be some who were in spiritual circle, they will even go back and join maya. Because this world is in a state of flux, constant change. So it is left to us what we want to derive inspiration from. Isn't it? So if you are going to fix our mind on the changing material world, which is constantly changing its colors, changing the situation, then we are torn to pieces. That is why we have to fix our mind in the unchanging spiritual reality, which is the holy name, which is actually the medicine for this, or medicine or cure for this kind of illusion to which the mind is attached to. That is why the 10th offense against the holy name, it is said, even after hearing so many instructions of the scriptures, to remain attached to material enjoyment is actually condemned. Because the hearing of instructions every day and the performance of devotional service should actually give us the maturity to withdraw ourselves from wrong contemplation and focus ourselves in right contemplation. Because when we contemplate on the right things, then we will advance very fastly in that direction. And in fact, chanting of the holy name helps because it acts as a medicine. Shatrucchedaika mantram sakalam upanishad vakya sampujya mantram samsaro cheda mantram samuchita tamasa sanga niryana mantram sarvaishwaryaika mantram vyasana bujaga sandashta santrana mantram jihve sri krishna mantram japa japa satatam janma safalya mantram. Kulashakra says this. He says that samuchita tamasa sanga niryana mantram. It has the ability to destroy the darkness within our hearts, provided we pay attention to this holy name. He says so many other material leanings in our mind, they all can be eradicated, he says. The six enemies can be eradicated, the Shadripu. And the holy name is full of six Aishwaryas of Krishna. All the opulence of Krishna are present in the holy name. Purna Shuddho, Nitya Mukto. It is fully liberated and it is completely pure and it has a potency to enter our ears and enter our hearts and purify the soul covered with unwanted material leanings. So, by making a special effort to pay attention to the holy name, one's vision will be cleared up and one's attachment to the material things of this world will gradually fade away. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.